Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
To help us out, to answer all of the questions that we have, our Browns beat reporter, Daryl Ryder, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Daryl, it's not just that they lost, right? I mean, I know they were three-point favorites going into the game. It's that you felt like 7 minutes into the game that it was going to be an uphill battle throughout. Where did this one go wrong?
It was a difficult day all around, from injuries to the scoreboard. And you're right. It's not that they lost the football game, because as I said pregame, I wasn't too concerned about if they lost, because I was so confident when I looked at the schedule going forward that they'd be able to rebound and whatnot. But now with the injuries being what they are, how they played yesterday, especially on the defensive side of the ball, I don't have a lot of confidence in that side of the ball these days. And they look non-competitive against a real contender. I think it's safe to say that the Browns are really no longer Super Bowl contenders, with not only the way they played, but the volume of injuries that are starting to stack up here.
You sounded like Mike Helton announcing Dale Earnhardt had died right there at the beginning of that.
Well, it feels like the season died, to be perfectly honest.
Judas, Derek, now hold on. You're gonna turn me around here because I'm angry. But geez, they're 3-3. Season's not over.
And he has left us.
Is he there, Daryl?
Yes, there you are. You guys cut out. I either got kicked off the show.
I thought Daryl was like, I'm not addressing you anymore, Ken. You're ridiculous. I thought that's what you were doing. I'm sorry.
Participate in this.
I'm sorry. I was like, whoa, over this? I mean, geez, it's only week six.
I was talking to myself for a few.
We're gonna have
there.
A duel out here on Huron Road by the time week eight comes around. My God,
a duel that I would lose.
Well, it depends. If it's sumo wrestling, maybe. What with a gun? Yeah, you'd lose that one too. Let's be honest. You know me. Anyway, Daryl. All right. I think I've, because people have gotten in these big arguments about Baker Mayfield and OBJ. And I'm just trying to be equal opportunity about the two. I'm going, hey, Baker is, you got a team that's really, really banged up right now.
Yep.
Baker is not the type of quarterback that can take you to that next level while the team's injured. And that's, hey, you got Jimmy Garoppolo's won a lot of games in the NFL. Derek Carr's won a lot of games in the NFL. Matt Stafford's won a lot of games in the NFL.
Right.
That doesn't mean you can't win with Baker. Some people are taking that as a disrespect. I'm taking that as the truth. It's the same thing with OBJ. I think a lot of us are just waiting for Godot, and I don't think that OBJ is in there anymore. I think that OBJ is gone, and he's a number two wide receiver on the Cleveland Browns when Jarvis Landry comes back. I think that both of those things are true. If you disagree, go right on ahead.
No, I certainly can't argue against that. Baker Mayfield is going to try and play through this dislocated shoulder, which, by the way, appears, we'll see what the MRI results come back today. I can't imagine they're going to be any good. For any of them. Kareem Hunt, I'm anticipating bad news there. But, you know, Baker's going to try and play. This is not an injury that's going to heal. Like, it's not. For whatever reason, him and OBJ, just they don't have chemistry. He seems to have chemistry with everybody else but Odell. I don't know why. They work at it. It's not for a lack of effort. It's not for a lack of attention to detail or whatnot. It's just they don't seem to have a lot of chemistry. Odell made a couple of nice plays yesterday. Fourth down, need him to catch the football. Had hands more like WD-40 than Purell on that, even though he had a defender hanging all over him, ripping the ball away. But, I mean, need him to catch that ball. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be so hard on OBJ in that particular situation, but, you know.
Why not? He makes $15 million a year. That's what it's there for. That's what the money's for.
Yeah, I mean, he's paid to make that catch.
I mean, if regardless. That's Rashard Higgins, you could say, I don't mean to be that hard on him. Rashard Higgins makes, what, 1.2, usually makes about 600. OBJ is paid like a star wide receiver and is not performing like a star wide receiver.
Yeah, he's got, just plain and simple, got to make a catch in that situation. But, as I was saying, though, about Baker, he was having difficulty, even though he said the injury wasn't affecting him. Let's be honest about it. And it looked to be a lot worse than what he went through with the Houston Texans. I don't care to watch that replay again. And, seeing him in the sling after the game, I mean, that tells you all you need to know. And he said it came out on a non-contact injury after that had happened. So I really am. Going into the season, look, I said there was only one thing that I thought would stand in the Browns' way this year of achieving what many thought they were capable of, and that was injuries. And what has happened in the first 6 weeks of this season has just been absolutely catastrophic. It really has, and it's been unfortunate.
I had this observation yesterday. I go, man, they did everything they can to preserve these guys for the regular season, and it still didn't matter. And I had a lot of responses where, see, that's why resting guys in the preseason doesn't matter. Games are games. You get hurt in games. You get hurt in games.
Right.
And for whatever reason, there's a bad feeling. I think a lot of Browns fans felt that way as well, that they were like, you sit these guys during the preseason, the injury bug can bite you at any time. And we're just getting hammered with it now. I mean, it's barely a series where somebody isn't getting carted off. And some of that's just, that's bad luck.
It's the football gods. That's how I look at it. And that's the only way I think you can look at it. These guys aren't trying to get hurt. They want to be out there. Baker's trying to play with his arm hanging down by his ankle. Kareem Hunt couldn't put any pressure on that right leg, unfortunately. They're calling it a calf injury. Kevin Stefanski says it's not an Achilles, so let's cross our fingers that it just was a really bad, terrible cramp, right? But Thursday night, they could be without their two starting offensive tackles, both starting running backs. We'll see how OBJ's MRI comes back, because let's not forget he also injured his shoulder yesterday. Jarvis Landry, we'll see if he can come off IR. I don't think it's prudent to rush him back at all. The defensive side of the ball is just a complete catastrophe, not just with their play, but the injuries that they've had with guys coming in and out. So, I attribute it to bad luck. I don't think that there's anyone to point a finger at or to be angry at. It just, unfortunately, it's competitive sports, and injuries happen. And unfortunately, the Cleveland Browns right now, especially on the offensive side of the ball, my goodness, they are just decimated with injuries. And not, again, we're not talking tissue injuries where you miss a week.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about guys potentially missing significant time outside of Baker, who wants to play through this thing. And I get it. Baker's he's in a contract year. He's trying to prove his toughness and his worth and his value, all those things. But he's not going to get healthier playing with this thing. That's the cold, hard math here. And I'm not criticizing Baker, not by any stretch. I have the utmost respect for his toughness. But it's going to be real tough for him to deal with this thing going forward and playing through it, because it's not going to heal when it keeps getting hit every week.
I'm sorry, Tone. I have to ask this. Are there any excuses left for Joe Woods?
No, none.
Because I'm out of
it's embarrassing. The Chargers game, right? You're coming off two great games against Chicago, and Minnesota, and you're feeling good, like, man, okay, they seem to get the pressure up front seems to be in tune. The secondary was playing really well overall. They played well. And then these last two games where you're having communication breakdowns, you can't have that. Like, that's inexcusable to have DeAndre Hopkins wide open for a touchdown. That should never happen under any circumstances. So, no, there are no excuses. All I keep hearing about, again, okay, what's the problem? What's going on? Communication issues, we'll get it fixed. Apparently not, because it's happened three times in 2 weeks. It's cost you three touchdowns. Mm. Now that particular touchdown they gave up yesterday, unlike in Los Angeles, those touchdowns cost you the football game, because they win that game without those touchdowns. Yesterday, they just got their butt kicked. But no, there are no excuses. They got a lot of talent on that side of the ball. I asked everyone yesterday if the continuity or lack thereof on the defensive side of the ball, because there have been guys that are coming in and out every week, and they've not spent a lot of time together as a unit. And the collective response I got was, no excuses. Everybody got to play together in training camp. We got to go out there and do our jobs. So then the next question is, okay, then, what's it going to take for you guys to go out there and get it done? Because right now, they're not getting it done. They're getting embarrassed.
Darrell Ryder joined us on the hotline. I know people are going to get annoyed with this question, but I think it's something the front office and the head coach have to take a look at. If Baker is limited because of this injury, at what point does it not make sense to play him? Especially this week. Sure, I keep hearing people say, well, he's not going to get better. Okay, but if he's limited because of the injury, then you got a healthy guy who has had success with Stefanski, not necessarily his offense that he's running now, but right. you have a guy there. At what point, to preserve playoff chances and all of that, would you consider going to Case Keenum?
Well, I think it depends how bad this shoulder injury is. Now, Baker described it as a dislocation. It certainly looked that way on television. And again, after the Texans game, he wasn't in a sling. He was in a lot of pain.
Yeah, so it's getting worse.
I was told it
couldn't get worse from a lot of the fake doctors out there, but it looks like it's worse.
Yeah, the Twitter experts. But I think it depends on what the MRI comes back today when they examine it and they compare it to after the Texans game. And I'm not going to sit here and profess to be a medical professional. I'm just going to speak from a position of, frankly, common sense, right? If they look at the two MRIs and they see significantly more damage to the shoulder on this MRI than what he had against the Texans, I think you have to consider sitting him down. And you're going to have a fight with him because he wants to be out there. And that is the most difficult balance, because he was very, very clear last night, even as he sat there wincing in pain as he was answering questions. Absolutely, I'm going to play.
Well, Baker's always going to say that. There was no reason. Honestly, it was short-sighted for the Browns to put him back out there. He was crumpled in a heap for 10 minutes. They had to go to an extra TV timeout because of it. And then just because Baker says, I'm fine, they're going to let him go
back.
And
they weren't coming back in that game. Let's be honest about it. When he was down on the field again, no disrespect to him, but the reality was they were not going to win that football game when he was down. And you're right. But the competitive spirit, the adrenaline's going. Again, I absolutely love and respect that about Baker Mayfield, that you basically have to drag this guy off the field and chain him to the bench to keep him out of the football game. But his health and safety and well-being and long-term future here also has to come into play. And when I just, with my own two eyes, saw that injury, and then again saw him after the game, in my mind, I'm thinking, I love the fact that you want to get out there and play, but the same question you asked, Anthony, popped into my head. Is that the smartest thing for them to do in this situation?
I would just, what Stefanski had talked today, I know it's a different week,
Yeah. Because no, he'll speak around noon.
I'd like somebody to ask him and say,
let me write this down. Yeah. Go ahead.
Ooh, he'll do it. He won't do it for me. He'll do it for you.
What? Daryl's done this before. He's actually asked questions.
But I ask him to do it, and he goes, I didn't see this text in time. No, Daryl just wants to stick it to me.
I would just like
I never want to stick it to you, Ken.
Yes, you do all the time. Go ahead, Tone, ask him.
I would just like somebody to ask Mr. Stefanski, what are the systems in place currently with this team and the smart organization that we have to not just take a player's word for it, especially the quarterback, and to actually evaluate a player to determine if they're going to go in? Did they ask the doctor? I know he went into the tent. Are they just going to take Baker's word for it every time? Because yesterday, the risk reward of putting him back out there made zero sense to me. Right. That's all.
Yeah, 100%. Ken, what question would you like me to ask Mr. Stefanski?
What was the question that you asked?
It's probably going to be about Jamie Gillen, even though he didn't have any big gaffes yesterday.
What did I have to say about Jamie Gillen?
Well, it's been every week, and this is the first time I haven't heard you talk about
Ask him, do you think that OBJ's worth $15 million for dropping passes?
You can't, come on.
Do you think Baker Mayfield's worth $45 million after that performance?
Come on.
Darryl, sure, that'll go over well, Ken.
Darryl, I was surprised to hear Wyatt Teller after the game, and I know it was just a bad game all the way around. I was surprised to hear him. He not that he was disgusted, and boy, did he let everybody know. It almost seemed like a missive, like he wanted to send a message to the rest of the team. But Daryl, he said, we have this right now. Listen to this.
Play it for Daryl.
Listen to when he talks about the team not having an edge.
Okay. We didn't have that pop. We didn't have that edge we usually play with. I mean, I don't know what it was, but we got a short week, and we got to turn it around and get this disgusting taste out of our mouth.
Look, you're allowed to lose games. You're even allowed to lose a game that's really not all that competitive. That's fine. Happens to all the teams.
Happened to us a couple times last year.
Absolutely.
They're a competitive team.
Yeah, and their season wasn't over. They made the playoffs. I just am surprised. That's the first time since Stefanski has been there where I've heard that.
Right.
I've heard that from somebody who's a leader like Wyatt Teller.
Yeah, well, I mean, look, the Chargers got their clock cleaned yesterday as well.
Yeah.
So it does happen. I think that this offense, when we have talked about some of the difficulties in recent weeks about their lack of execution and in some key situations, they miss 80. They miss Jarvis Landry. I've said it for years. He really, since coming here, has been the heart and soul of the football team. He really has. And unfortunately, there's only so much of that you can do behind the scenes. There's something to be said for having him on the field and the impact that he has, not just physically on the field, because he's a very, very good player, but, you know, in the huddle, right, and things like that. I really think they miss Jarvis Landry tremendously for his physical impact, his emotional impact, his mental impact, etc. So I'm not saying that that's the root cause of everything that went wrong yesterday, but I think that part of the problem when Wyatt is talking about that edge and spark and those type of things, that's what Jarvis brought you, right? He brought that swagger, that confidence, and he's been unable to provide that on the field. But he's so integral to this team, to your point about Baker and should you sit him down or whatever, I am not in a hurry to get Jarvis Landry back on the field because I don't want him risking making that MCL sprain worse than it already is, because running and cutting is so vital to what he does. So this is a very difficult situation that the Browns find themselves in, with some situations that they didn't cause that are out of their control. But the things that are in their control, execution in critical moments, attention to detail, and especially on the defensive side of the ball, just going out there and doing your job.
All right, Daryl.
That has not happened.
We got to leave it there. Daryl, we thank you very much for the time. All the best.
See you in L.A., Ken.
He still said it. Wow. Daryl Ryder. He still said it. All right. 216-578-0092. You guys got a lot of takes. We'll get to you guys next. It's Ken Carmen with Anthony Lima. And yeah, we'll attack Joe Woods. We'll continue live on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.